Brilliance Audio.
Public Confessions: The Religious Conversions That Changed American Politics by Rebecca L. Davis, performed by Vayu O'Donnell. Prologue: Faith in Democracy. Picture the scene. The towers of Rockefeller Center cloak the gray stones of St. Patrick's Cathedral in afternoon shadow as a car slows to a stop by the curb. Claire Booth Luce, an acclaimed playwright, member of Congress, and wife of publisher Henry Luce, alights. Fashionably lean and expensively attired, she ascends several steps to a small plaza and passes through a massive bronze door. On this Saturday in February 1946, a few weeks shy of her 43rd birthday, she stands on the threshold of a new chapter in her storied but privately troubled life. She has experienced too much loss to be idealistic, but she now believes in redemption for herself and for the world. Pain and hope led her to this cathedral and to the man facing her. In moments, he will cast out her demons, consecrate her conversion, and baptize her a Roman Catholic. Monsignor Fulton J. Sheen is as meticulously clothed and coiffed as Luce is. A silk skullcap covers his immovable black hair. His deep-set eyes seem to blaze with intensity. For occasions such as this, Sheen wears his formal vestments, a floor-length black cassock, and a long, narrow stole that drapes downward from his shoulders. Famous for converting ex-communists, several world-renowned musicians, and business titans including Henry Ford II, Sheen is minutes away from his most celebrated conversion of all. Luce and Sheen, even their names glow. Claire Booth Luce was one of the most admired women in the mid-20th century United States, even if little remembered after her death in 1987. Her actions that February day at St. Patrick's Cathedral made international news. Conversion to Roman Catholicism from Protestantism was the consequence of her most intimate struggles, but she and Sheen deliberately transformed it into a public confession of political resolve. At a time when a majority of Americans suspected Roman Catholics of being unpatriotic, Sheen and Luce insisted that their faith provided the best defense against communist persuasion. They argued that the truths of Roman Catholic theology upheld democracy. To her critics, Claire Luce's Catholic conversion was outrageous. It was especially audacious coming from the wife of Henry Luce, the notably Presbyterian son of missionaries and the publisher of Time, Life, and Fortune. Surely Claire was the victim of nefarious, authoritarian priests who co-opted her free will? The barrage of irate letters she received in response to the announcement of her conversion, an announcement she amplified in an article published across three spring issues of McCall's magazine in 1947, indicated how much her public expression of personal faith pushed the acceptable boundaries of religious identity. So hostile were so many of these letters that she even lost a deal with McCall's to write a regular advice column. The vitriol directed at Claire Luce presaged the upheaval that greeted other controversial religious converts in the decades after World War II. The religious conversions of certain well-known writers, entertainers, athletes, and politicians elicited frenzied responses. The importance of these conversions extended beyond questions of why certain faiths appealed to a particular individual or how believers experienced their spiritual journeys. Some notable converts described how they discovered their real self when they changed or discovered religion. Others spoke of spiritual transformations. In doing so, they offered ways for other people to imagine the outer limits of self-invention. Yet religious conversions in the decades after World War II equally raised fears as well as hopes. They provoked unsettling questions about the survival of individual autonomy amid a seeming surge of mass conformity. Had a person truly transformed, or were they passing, or even brainwashed? Consider the example of Whitaker Chambers, a former Soviet spy. Chambers rose to national notoriety in 1948. When he identified Alger Hiss, a former State Department official with a sterling reputation, as a member of the communist under-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?